Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Mysterious Case of the Alberton Angels by Janice Hallett. Published by Viper Books in 2023, today's book is all about cold cases, revenge, and ambition. Amanda is a writer of true crime, and she's been commissioned by a publisher to write about the Alberton Angels, a strange occult murder case from the early 90s in London. Enthused by the new project, Amanda dives into the research of the murder of a man, a waiter at a local restaurant, and the suicide of three other members of the cult who all claimed that they were angels. The ringleader, who goes by the name Gabriel, is in prison for the murder and has refused to disclose more information about the night. If the angels weren't mysterious enough, there were three other survivors, two teenagers brainwashed by the cult, a boy and a girl, and a newborn baby. Underage, the three disappeared into the care system, and no one has been able to locate them since. With the baby now being at least 18 years old, Amanda is determined to find the couple and the baby and get the first interview with him or her. But as she tries to piece together the story, she is sent down one blind alley after another. But then she finds out that an old rival from her early journalism days, Oliver, has also been commissioned to write a book on the same case. And because Oliver is better connected than Amanda, she has to do all she can to save her book and her career, as well as pulling off the scoop of the year. The Mysterious Case of the Alberton Angels is unlike any other book I've ever read. Told only through text messages, emails, interview transcripts, and excerpts from novels and film scripts, the story unfolds at a furious and suspenseful pace as the mystery grows darker and knottier. It appears that no one knows the truth about what happened that night. The epistolary form of the book creates a real tension, as the characters lie and ghost one another, and Amanda is sent back to square one on her investigation every few pages. The book is also about protection and cover-ups, about charisma and gaslighting, and about vulnerable people and plagiarism. Amanda is determined, ruthless, and with secrets of her own. She has a long memory and holds grudges, and is absolutely obsessed with finding the baby. Oliver is just as determined, but halfway along the journey, he finds himself drawn into the case in a way that Amanda isn't. And when other witnesses start to mysteriously die, just as Amanda and Oliver try to contact them, they wonder what they've got themselves into. And not only are the characters rich and complex, but the mystery itself is contradictory and always keeps the reader on their toes. And I was completely enthralled. So if you like to read something out of the ordinary, with dogged journalists, cults, mysteries, suspense, and lies, I recommend The Mysterious Case of the Alberton Angels by Janice Hallett. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.